In our previous shiur, we began a discussion that the Gemara says here on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, Kim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Mefarshim ask from different mitzvahs and averus that we find in the Torah, how is it possible for Avram Avinu to Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? One question is that we find in the Pasuk that like Sichrus Lahem Bris, that one is not allowed to make a bris with the Umas Ha'olam. So how was Avraham Avinu able to make the bris that we know with Avimelech? So I saw that the Mefarshim answer to that question, two answers. One is that is only regarding the Zion Umas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'sichus l'hem bris, some Rishonim hold. And Avimelech obviously was not from those Zion Umas. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw, is that the only time one is not allowed to make a bris with them is in a situation where they don't want to make peace. But in a situation where they want to make peace, there is no problem of loy sichrus lahem bris. The other question that many mefarshim discuss in trying to understand, Avram Avinu, is that how was it possible for Avram Avinu to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos? We know that the Gemara says, Nochrish Shavas Chayiv Misa. So, if a Nochrish Shavas is Chayiv Misa, so now we have a question. On one hand, yes, Avraham Avinu wanted to go the extra mile and fulfill all of the mitzvahs of Torah. But he only could go l'chumra. He can't go l'kula. And if there's a halacha that a nochri sheshavas is chayiv misa, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Sanhedrin, that nun ches amud beis, so how could Avraham Avinu fulfill the how could have Avraham Avinu been a Shomer Shabbos if he was a Ben Noach? He's not supposed to be Shomer Shabbos. So really, this touches on a different question. The Shaila Shuvas Ramah, the question is, were the others considered B'nai Noach, or were they considered B'nai Yisrael? The Ramah in the Shailos of Tshuvas HaRamah suggests that the only one of the others that was considered a Ben Yisrael was Avraham Avinu. There's a difficulty with that Ramah because we all remember Yaakov sends a message to Esav, Imlov and Garati, and Rashi right on the spot says, V'taryag mitzvahs shamarti. We also know from Midrashim that Avraham Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef were Shomrei Shabbos. So to say that only Avraham Avinu was considered a Ben Yisrael is difficult. The Parashas Drachim indeed says that Avraham Avinu and the others were not considered Bnei Noach, whether L'chumra or whether Lakula. He takes that one step further and suggests that that only happened by the Bris Milah. After Avraham Avinu had the Bris Milah, at that point, Avraham and his family and his generations were established as Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, according to that, we have no problem with Nochri Sheshavas, how the others could have been Shomrei Shabbos. But actually, in understanding this halacha of Nachri Sheshavas, Chayiv Misa, so Rashi there in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches Omebeis explains, because the Akum have to constantly be working, and Shabbos is a day of rest, and Akum have no right to rest. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perak Yud Halacha Tes, explains that the reason a Nachri is not allowed to be Shabbos is because the Nachri is Muzer Shaloi L'chadeshtas. He's not allowed to make a new religion. If that's the reason, then we could understand Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu's purpose in being Shomer Shabbos was not L'chadeshtas, was not to establish a new religion, but rather it was to do the Devar Hashem, as we're learning in our Gemara. The Ramah in Masechta Sanhedrin explains that the reason a goy is not allowed to be Shomer Shabbos is because of Gezel. It belongs to us and not to the Akum. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis Oitzer Klal Aleph, says if that's the reason Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa, we could understand how the others were Shomer Shabbos. Because if we're saying that the reason an Akum is not allowed to be Shomer Shabbos is because he's stealing what belongs to us, that's only after the mitzvah of Shabbos was given to us. But if the mitzvah of Shabbos wasn't yet given to us, then there's no problem of Akum Sheshavas because he isn't stealing anything from us. In explaining that opinion of the Rambam, that an Akum is not allowed to make a new religion, so I saw the Mefarshim, based on the Ratvaz, say as follows. A mitzvah that requires Kedusha v'tahara, Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, an Akum is totally excluded from. Other mitzvahs, if they're not being done in order to establish a new religion, especially if they're being done in order that the Akum is doing that in order to be mekabel schar, unless it's Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah is in its own category, says the Ritvaz. Anything else, the halacha is that the Akum, if he's doing it for schar, has no problem. And therefore, even though, that's why Avraham Avinu, even if he was considered a ben noyach, he was allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos if his purpose was to get schar. The truth of the matter is, it's a difficult pshat, because according to that pshat, it turns out that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah just in order to get schar. And our Gemara is going out of its way to show how Avraham Avinu was trying to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And after the Gemara is trying to prove how Avraham Avinu was mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah, now we're saying that he did it almanas lekabel schar. There are other terutzim to this question. Another proof that Avraham Avinu was considered a Jew, the Parshas Drachim's vart that I said a moment ago, is because we all remember that Avraham Avinu broke the idols in Ur Kasdim, and certainly doing such an act involved great danger. And the question is, Akum are not obligated to be Meiser Nefesh for, not only are they not allowed to be Meiser Nefesh, they're not allowed to be Meiser Nefesh. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoide at Taira, Perik Aleph, Mishen Mechuyav Limsa Nafshay, Vikein Moisa Nafshay, Hareze Chayavul Benafshay. When you're not allowed to be Moisa Nefesh, when you're not supposed to be Moisa Nefesh, says the Rambam, you're not allowed to be Moisa Nefesh. So if that's the case, how did Avram Avinu do such an act? It must be because Avram Avinu was a Yisrael, and Yisrael is supposed to be Moisa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. The Panim Yofis gives a different teretz. He says that we know that v'erev v'voiker, the day follows the night. But that only got established by Matan Torah. So in the time of Avram Avinu, the pasuk says, Yoyim v'layla lo yishbaisu. First came the day, and then the night. So, it's very gishmak. When is there a problem of Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa? If he's Shomer Shabbos, the way we're Shomer Shabbos, how are we Shomer Shabbos? Friday night, and then Shabbos by day. But Avram Avinu was Shomer Shabbos, Shabbos by day, and then Saturday night. That isn't the case for which they say Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Other Achronim explain, the Mechas Chinuch works with this approach, that the Avos did a Chotzi Shir. By doing a Chotzi Shir, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, because the Din of Shiurim was said to Yisraelim. But the Din of Shiurim weren't said to Akum. So now it's very nice. He did a Chotzi Shir. So as far as Akum Sheshavas, he's not a Shavas. Because by an Akum, there's no concept of Shiurim. By a Yisrael, Chotzi Shir is not Osir, especially by Hilchos Shabbos. And that's the way Avram Avinu was Shoyim Shabbos. Which is somewhat also difficult to understand. Because if the Isser of Chotzi Shir is because Chazi Litzterufi, it could ultimately combine to a whole shir. So what's the difference? He shouldn't have done even a chotzi shir. So they explain that even if you say chazi letzterufei, chazi letzterufei is not the reason chotzi shir is osur. Chotzi shir is osur when it's osur. And by Shabbos, it's not osur. The Shiles of Chuvus Binyan Tzion gives a different approach. He says that they didn't do any melacha, but they did not rest. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the first daf of Masechta Shabbos, already says that the Shabbos is defined by lamates melachas. What's a melacha is also in Shabbos. What's not a melacha is technically permitted. And you could carry the heaviest item as long as you remain within the confines of your house, and you are not Mechal Shabbos. Certainly not Mechal Shabbos Medaraisa. But says the Binyan Tzion that that is only once Shabbos was given to Klai, once the Mishkan was given. Because we know that the source for, all the Malachos on Shabbos are the lamates or what was done in the Mishkan. But before the Mishkan was erected, that doesn't exist. So Avram Avinu, the others were Mekayim Shabbos, like we're Mekayim Shabbos, with the lamates Melachis. But that really wasn't possible at that time before the building of the Mishkan, and therefore just doing hard labor is already not in the category of Akum Sheshavas. The Chasam Sofer says that Avram Avinu wore tzitzis on Shabbos. And he explains that why are we allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos? Because tzitzis are malbush. And although we certainly may not carry on Shabbos, but a malbush may be worn on Shabbos. So now it's very geschmack. Who is, for whom are tzitzis a malbush? For Bnei Yisrael. Tzitzis are not a malbush for Akum.
So the Akum who's wearing tzitzis is indeed being Mechal Shabbos, is being Mechal Shabbos. For him it's a Masui. For us, it's not a Masui, and therefore it's not going to be considered a Chilul. And therefore for us, and therefore will not be Akum Shoshavas by wearing the tzitzis. Another pshat that I saw is that if a Jew asks a goy to do malacha on his behalf on Shabbos, midaraisa, he's not mechal Shabbos. Why? Because ein shlichus l'akum. But when is there a halacha of ein shlichus l'akum? The halacha of ein shlichus l'akum is only between a Yisrael and an Akum. But between a Yisrael, between an Akum and an Akum, there is shlichus. So what happened was as follows. The Avos asked an Akum to do malacha on their behalf. By asking the Akum to do malacha on their behalf, the manashach. If he's a Yisrael, ain't shlichus l'akum. If he's a Yisrael, if he's an Akum, he was mechal Shabbos by asking an Akum to do the malacha on his behalf. Rabbi Yosef Engel gives another explanation. He says that they did melacha with another person, and even though the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us shnayim shasura peturim, that's only said to Bnei Yisrael because the pasuk says basoy soy yochet shasoy avoloi shnayim shasura, and therefore they weren't considered mechalish sodau. That petur doesn't apply to Akum. And therefore, if he did melacha with another person, that could have been done by himself. So let's think about it. If he's Yisrael, he's not mechal Shabbos, as we just reviewed. Shnayim shasuas peturim. If he did it, however, together with another person, and he's an Akum, he was indeed mechal Shabbos. Another pshat, which is probably which the Brisk Rav works with, is only that the din of Akum Sheshavas is only after Klai Yisrael Makabel the Torah. At that point, there was a rule of Akum Sheshavas. Until that time, there was no problem of Akum Sheshavas. And why? Because if we go back to the Rambam that we quoted a little earlier, the Rambam says that the reason Akum is not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs, he's not allowed to be Shem Shabbos, because he's establishing a new religion. But the establishment of Klal Yisrael, of Yahadus as a religion, only happened by Har Sinai. So according to the Rambam, the issue only became at that point when they had, it only happened at the point that they were Makabel the Torah. Before that, there was no problem. The Rishonim ask, if we're going to say, not like the Ramah that we quoted earlier in the Shir, but that all of the Avos fulfilled all of the Torah, so the question is, how did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters if he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? So the Ramban says that they were only Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. And I saw that the Sefer Minchas Asher and Parshas Vayishlach says that this is very much in line with the opinion of the Ramban, who says that our obligation to fulfill mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz is only to prepare us for their fulfillment in Eretz Yisrael. So it's obvious that the opinion of the Ramban is that mitzvahs are primarily to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have to fulfill the mitzvah. And with that, we could explain that Yaakov Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'kol asher titen li asa asfen alach. I'll give Maisa from everything that I received. Ask the Mefarshim, if Yaakov Avinu had to fulfill all of the Torah, so Maisa Ksofim is a mitzvah. Why did he single it out? The answer is that this obligation that Yaakov Avinu took upon himself was in Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramban says that in Chutz La'aretz they were Mekayim the Torah. Still, Yaakov Avinu accepted the mitzvah Maisik Sofim upon himself. The problem with this pshat is that Yaakov Avinu ultimately intended to return to Eretz Yisrael. So how did he marry two sisters in Chutz La'aretz, but he's going to Eretz Yisrael? And Eretz Yisrael, even according to the Ramban, he fulfilled all of the Torah. So the Kli Chemda answers that not only does the Ramban mean that when they were in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs, but even mitzvahs that were violated in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't feel the need to continue or correct them before they got to Eretz Yisrael. Other Rishonim say that Yaakov Avinu was given a directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to marry them, and therefore, since he was given this directive, that's why he was allowed to marry them. The Das HaKenim from the Valei Tosfos says that when the Gemara says here they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, they still had the right to choose which mitzvahs they fulfilled and which mitzvahs they didn't fulfill. The Rama in the Shalos HaTshuvos actually uses this question as a raya to what we said earlier, that it was only Avram Avinu who fulfilled all the mitzvahs, not the other of us. The Mashar answers that we know Gerushin is Gayer Kikotin Shinoiladami. So Rachel and Leah, although they were sisters, they became Giyayrus. And since they became Giyayrus, they were Megayin themselves, they're not halachically related, and therefore they could, Avraham Avinu could marry both, Yaakov Avinu could marry both of them. It's not considered as if he married sisters. It's a difficult pshat, because in our Gemara we see that the Gemara goes out of its way to explain that they even fulfilled every derabbanan. And we know that the halacha is that even though the halacha is gershon is gak katan shenoy l'dami, still relatives who are all gerim are not allowed to get married to each other, as the Gemara says shlo yomru banu mekedusha chamura mekedusha kala. There shouldn't be a situation as if they're coming from a higher level to a lower level. So if we see how far they want to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, marrying women that they wouldn't have been able to otherwise is probably a violation of the Rabbanan. But I did see that the Mefarshim explained. With this we can understand that the Gemara says that a roitza livda isha, if somebody leaves isha, somebody wants to marry a woman, yivdait b'achel, he should check out her brothers. So the question is, how did Yitzchak marry Rivka? Rivka had a terrible brother, Lavan. The answer is, explain the Mefarshim, that Rivka was Megayer. And as we're explaining now, Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shanayelabami. So it wasn't considered as if Lavan was any more her brother, and therefore there was no problem of her marrying such a person, Rivka, even though she had such a brother. Ramosha and the Shailos HaTshuvos, Igris Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simon Tess, Ois Aleph, says that actually Yaakov Avinu did not have Kedushin Gemurim. The concept of a Kinyan, the concept of a full-fledged Kedushin, only came in place after Matan Torah. So when is there an Issur, says Ramosha, of marrying two sisters? When you're going to have a full-fledged Kedushin. But at that time, there was no full-fledged Kedushin in place, and therefore the Isser of Beis HaChoyos wasn't violated when Yaakov Avinu married two sisters.